Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Spring, Texas. I'm Fire Aunt Lisa. Welcome to my Gulf Coast garden. Today I'm talking about sprouts. So getting back on the train, I talked about soil and compost before. Soil is one of my four S's. So we have soil, sprout, season, and spot. And I'm talking about sprouts today. I talked about soil before. You can check out those episodes a couple episodes ago. Sprouts. So the point with sprouts is that that's where your plant comes from, right? The four S's are the things to think about. And if you get those all right, you're going to have awesome success, which is the fifth S, the secret S. So now we're talking about sprouts, which is where are you going to get the plant? And I'm talking about that today because this time of year, it's good to start things from seeds again. So I'm here in Houston. We're talking about fall gardening, and you can start things from seeds this time of year. So in what I would recommend is starting to plant some little collard green seeds in small containers. I like to start the plants in small containers outside. That way I can keep track of them. In the suburban environment, if you have a nice bed and you put little seeds in it, if your neighborhood is like mine, you're going to get all kinds of things digging in that bed. Neighborhood cats, possums, raccoons, and everything gets kind of disturbed. It's hard to keep that soil nice and free from disturbance. And the little plants are so tiny when they first sprout that if they get disturbed by a cat, they're going to die. So what I like to do is start the seeds in really small pots, either old yogurt containers or small reused nursery pots. Or if you're getting started and you have my seed starting kit that you can get for free on my website, just visit www.fireantlisa.com and go to my online shop at Oakwood Garden Supply. You can get a free seed starting kit. So if you get that, those are really small little soil pods, then you can start those in an egg carton. So that's what I'll probably be trying to do this week, and maybe I can get some photos of that on Instagram. But get those seeds started, and then once they're established a little bit, then put them out into your flower or into your garden beds. So the S I'm talking about is sprouts, and right now I'm recommending that people start things from seed at this time of year. The way you're going to get your sprouts is as I've described, you either start them from seed or you can purchase an already established plant at the nursery center or, you know, wherever plants are sold. Okay, so sprout, you got to think about how you're going to get that plant and where it's going to come from. And this time of year, the most economical way, I think, is to just go ahead and start some plants from seed if you're down in Houston area where we have a nice mild winter and you can garden year round. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. As I mentioned, I do have a free seed and soil starting kit that you can get on my website. So I'd love for you to check that out so that I can, you know, help you along your gardening journey. I'd also love any feedback. So feel free to hit me up on Anchor or come by my website or visit my feed on Instagram. You can find me easily, fireantlisa.com. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.